Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me today to the book of Revelation, chapter number 21 and verse number 5. I appreciate those songs. Lest you think my wife knew what I was going to preach about, I don't ever tell her. Amen. There's been many times that she's asked me, what are you going to preach about? And I said, the Bible. And I just leave it at that. So, but those songs did give me a confirmation. Amen, that the direction that God laid on my heart is right for this morning for the service. Praise God. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5, it says, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. With God's help, I'd like to minister this morning from this thought, all things new. All things new. Amen. Let's pray. And let's ask for God's anointing upon this service. Lord, we love you. God, we're so in need of your will and your direction, God. God, we thank you for your presence, God, that we feel in this house, God. Lord, for the confirmation that you've given, Lord God, and for your holy touch upon this service, God. Open our minds and our hearts to receive your word. We'll give you thanks. We'll give you all the praise today. And everybody said, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You can be seated this morning. Praise God. In this verse that we read, if you notice when you looked in your Bible, amen, the things that are said here are many of the words that are written in verse 5 are in red. And that means that these are the words of Jesus. These are the words of our Savior. Chapter 21 in the book of Revelation is a book of hope. Amen. It gives us something to look forward to. Amen. It gives us something to strive for. This chapter takes place after the time of great tribulation, and it takes place after the battle of Armageddon. Amen. And it gives us hope of what we have to look forward to. If we go back to verse number 1, it says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them. Are you looking forward to that day? Amen. Amen. And it says he will be their God. Verse 4 says, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Amen. He goes on in the rest of the chapter, and I'm not going to read through all of it, but he describes exactly what heaven is going to be like. Amen. If you want, you can read it this afternoon. If you want something to perk up your spirit, if you want something to get you excited for the future, amen, in living for God, just read Revelation chapter 21. Read about the city. Read about how big it's going to be. Read about how beautiful it's going to be. Because you know what? It's going to be awesome. Our minds can't fathom all that God has prepared for us. Praise God. But I do want to focus a little bit on verse 4. It says that God is going to get rid of our tears. Amen. It says that he's going to get rid of our fear of death. He's going to get rid of sorrow and crying. And he's going to completely abolish all pain. Amen. He goes on to say that the former things are going to be passed away. Everything that we know now, everything that we know and we take for granted almost, everything that we have in our lives today is going to be passed away. Amen. This verse is referring to the sinful world that we live in and this old body of flesh that we're living in today. Praise God. And in this body and in this life, we are going to experience those times of sorrow. We're going to experience those times of pain, those times of difficulty. But we have a hope this morning, and we read it in verse 5 there. It says, he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Praise God. Does that excite anybody today? Amen. I make all things new. Not a few things, not a couple things, but he said, I make all things new. And he said, write unto me, write, these words are true and faithful. Amen. We can put our trust in those words. We can have hope in those words because Jesus said it and he cannot lie. And so we have something to look forward to today. Praise God. You may be saying, well, that's great and all. I know that heaven's going to be awesome. We all believe that. We all believe that heaven's going to be great and there's not going to be any pain. There's not going to be any sorrow and that everything is going to be perfect when we get there. But we're not there yet. So what about right now? What about the life that we're living in? What about this world that we're living in? What about the difficulties and the hardships that we're going through right now? Amen. Well, I have good news for somebody here today. You don't have to wait until you make it to heaven for all things to become new. Amen. Amen. You don't have to wait. Amen. We don't have to endure hardship and just suffer and just be downcast and downtrodden all of our lives upon this earth. Amen. And then it's just going to miraculously be better when we get to heaven. No, we get the best of this life and we get the best of the life to come. The same God who spoke with John in the book of Revelation is here this morning. And you know what? He specializes in making things and making people brand new. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse 17. Turn there with me this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, very familiar verse of Scripture. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. If you look up that word all in the original, it literally means all. Praise God. I know that's profound. It means all. It means every, any, or the whole. It means everything that we could imagine. Praise God. Everything becomes new. Praise God. That word new, if you look it up, has two definitions. New in respect to substance, it means of a new kind. It means unprecedented. It means novel, uncommon, or unheard of. Praise God. The change that God makes in an individual is unprecedented, and it's unheard of. Amen. I've experienced and I've witnessed it in other people as well. It's unprecedented what God does when he begins to change a person, when he begins to mold them into something different than what they were when they first came to him. When people see these changes taking place, they're not going to believe that it's even possible. Amen. I know that was the way it was when I first gave my life to God. People who I had known for years, people who I would encounter, amen, I would run into at the store or something, and they would say things like, is that you? Is that really you? Amen, because I didn't look the same as I used to, and I didn't act the same, and I didn't talk the same as I used to. It was unprecedented for somebody to be able to change. It was unheard of for somebody to be able to change. Amen. My mom would tell people about what I was doing with my life. And they would say something along the lines of, are we talking about the same person here? Are you sure you're not talking about one of his brothers? Amen. But no, she would say, no, this is what God's doing in his life. Amen. I do want to preface this today. God is not going to force anybody here to change. Amen. God is a perfect gentleman. God will not force change upon your life. God will not force you to do anything that you will not willingly do. But God is willing. Amen. And he is able to make all things new. Amen. Amen. But you know what? We have to, as Pastor was saying, we have to do something first. We have to make the first step, if you will. We have to give those things, those old things in our lives that we no longer desire, that we no longer want, we have to give them into his hands and we have to ask him, God, I want you to make these new. Amen. The second definition of the word new comes in respect to form. Amen. And it means recently made. It means fresh, recent, unused, or unworn. Praise God. To say that we will become unused and unworn implies that before we are changed, that we are used up and we are worn out. Praise God. Perhaps somebody could say amen to that this morning. When I came to God, I was used up and I was worn out. I was 21 years old when I gave my life to God, but I was used up and I was worn out. Praise God. I had been through difficult times, and the weight of sin that I carried upon my shoulders had made me so very weary, both mentally and spiritually. And lest you think that I was just allowing that, don't think for a second that I didn't try to make myself new. Don't think for a second that in my own ability that I didn't try to change myself or make myself better. Because we all do that. We all try to lift ourselves up and pick ourselves up by our bootstraps, so to speak. And we try to get above and beyond where our current situation is at. I tried everything I could to get rid of the void that was within me. Everything. Amen. And you know what? I failed. Miserably, I failed. I might have gotten myself up a little bit higher, only to fall down deeper in the dirt. Praise God. Alcohol didn't make me new. In fact, it just made me older. Praise God. Drugs didn't make me new. They just made me more used up. Amen. When the high or the thrill wore off, I was right back to where I started. And you know, in all reality, I was actually lower than where I started. I was more used up. I was worse off than where I had started when, before I went that direction. That's why people drink more. That's why people in our world, they're trying to find a vice. They're trying to find something that will make them come up a little bit higher. And so people drink, and they try different types of drugs. Amen. Because they're beginning to spiral out of control, trying for a higher high, when in all reality, they're digging themselves into a deeper hole. Praise God. I'm not trying to be negative this morning. I'm just wanting to be real with you today. This is the world that we live in. Amen. And if you came out of this world, amen, you can say amen to this, because this is how our world operates. And maybe it's not alcohol. Maybe it's not drugs. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe it's whatever you want to plug in there. Whatever it is that you're trying to fill that void with, I'm just letting you know, it's never going to be full. There's always going to be an emptiness. There's always going to be a hole that the things of this world cannot fill. Amen. I just want us to understand this morning what it means to be old, so that we can see the great blessings that are available to us when we become a new creature in Christ. Amen. Let's look at a few scriptures here this morning. Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 15. Turn there with me. Galatians 6 and 15. Paul here talking to the church, he says, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature." Amen. It doesn't matter if we are a Jew or a Gentile. It doesn't matter what our background is. It doesn't matter whether we're a Baptist or a Catholic or a Protestant. Amen. It doesn't matter what we believed. Amen. Leading up to this moment right now, what matters is what we do with this moment and what we do moving forward. What matters is that we become a new creature. Praise God. The only thing that matters is that we get a hold of Jesus Christ and we allow Him to make us new. Amen. Unless you think that I'm just talking to somebody that's just starting out with God, this is something for every single one of us, no matter how long we've been living for God, we need to be made new. Amen. We need to be made new day by day. Praise God. And we'll talk about that. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 22. Ephesians 4 and 22, it says, "That ye put off concerning the former conversation." That word conversation, we would think of it talking, having a conversation. It means lifestyle. So put off our former lifestyle, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. But it says, "Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Praise God. What is righteousness? Righteousness is being right. If we take that first letter or the first word out of that, being right with God. Amen. If we are righteous, amen. And the Bible says that we are not capable of being righteous in and of our own ability. Amen. Our righteousness, our fleshly righteousness, is as filthy rags before God. That means the very best that we can do falls short of the very minimum of what God requires. Amen. So how do we achieve it? Why would God set the standard so high that we cannot reach it? Amen. Because God never intended that we reach it by ourselves. God had a desire that we would all become new in Him and through Him. Amen. In order to become new, we have to be able to lay aside the old. Amen. Let me tell someone this morning, if you are in a place where you are weighing that decision, it is worth every second. Amen. It is worth it to lay aside our old life and our old ways and our old ways of thinking and live for God. It's worth it. It's worth it to forsake our fleshly ways and to allow God to make us into something new. It may seem intimidating at first, but I'll just tell you today, if you'll plunge in with both feet, don't even look. Amen. How many know what a lemming is? The lemmings were, they would run and jump off the cliff, and they didn't even look if there was any water. They just ran and jumped. Amen. Be a spiritual lemming, and don't even look how deep the water is. Just start running and just dive in. Amen. You will not be disappointed. You will never regret it. Praise God. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 8, another verse that goes along with this. Colossians 3 and verse number 8, it says, "But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds." Verse 10 says, "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." Praise God. That's the new image that we're striving for. That's the new man that we're trying to become. We're trying to strive to be more like our Savior. Amen. Well, if we read about him, amen, his long suffering and his patience and his mercy, amen, we all fall short. Praise God, we don't have the ability. We can't do that. Amen. That's why we're constantly striving. That's why we're constantly striving to become new, because we can't do it, but we're striving for it. We're pushing for it. We're allowing God to change us day by day. Amen. The type of person, the person that says, "Well, I don't need to be changed. I don't need to be new. Amen. God already did that in me," is the type of person that is deceiving themselves to think that they've already arrived. Amen. And if you figured it out, please give me some pointers. Praise God. Amen. Because none of us have figured it all out. And none of us have come to the place where we don't need God to change us more and more. Praise God. I pray that prayer often. God, change me. God, make me a new creature. God, change the old man in me. Oh, well, I've been living for God for I don't even know how many years. Praise God. Amen. I still need to be changed today just as much as I did back then. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It says, put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. God's not asking any of us to give up anything that's going to bless us. Praise God. Amen. Alcohol is not going to bless you. Amen. Praise God. It won't. Amen. Drugs will not bless your life. Amen. Immorality, a partying spirit. None of these things are going to bless you. But He wants us to get rid of the things that are going to hurt us and the things that are going to take us farther away from God. Amen. So how do we go about becoming this new creature? How do we do this? How do we allow God to change us? The Bible talks about this. How do we begin the changing process? Acts chapter number 1 and verse 8 tells us. It says, "But ye," that's you and me, "shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Amen. It says that you're going to receive power when you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. If you've ever tried to change yourself, most of the time you're going to fall short. Amen. Some people can do pretty good for a little while. Amen. But they, most of the time, I know when I tried to pick myself up, I might be able to do good for 6 months or a year, but I would always fall back to that sin. I would always fall back to that shortcoming. Amen. Most of the time, we're going to fall short. Amen. If you've ever tried to pick yourself up, most of the time, you don't have the ability. You don't have the strength. But that's because you're trying to do it without the Spirit of God. We lack the power that we need without the Holy Ghost. We lack the power that we have to have without God's Spirit. But we read it here this morning. You shall, not you might, not you could, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Praise God. Once we're filled with God's Spirit, we are given the power to overcome this old flesh. Praise God. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I was excited when I found that out. When I found out that once I had the Holy Ghost, I had a little bit more authority over this old flesh, that made me excited. Praise God. And you know what? Sometimes when we live for God for any length of time, we almost forget about that authority that we have. We almost forget about the power that God has bestowed to us. And something new comes along, and something more difficult comes along, and we get to the place where we say, you know what? I can't do it. I don't have the ability. I don't have the strength in me. God, I don't know what to do. And God just is, he's looking down on us, and he said, I gave you the power. When I gave you the Spirit, you shall receive power after that you have received the Holy Ghost, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. If you have the Holy Ghost today, you do not understand the authority and the power that dwells within inside of you. Amen. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can have it today. Praise God. You can have it before you leave this house today. Doesn't that sound good? Praise God. Praise God. We don't have to figure it all out on our own, but we have God Almighty dwelling inside of us. Praise God. The Creator of the heaven and the earth chose to come down and to dwell inside of me and to dwell inside of you. You know what He does? He gives us strength. He gives us power. He gives us direction. Praise God. That's exciting to me. Amen. Because I don't have to figure it out on my own anymore. Because I messed it up. The Lord knows that I messed it up when I tried to figure it out on my own. Praise God. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Amen. It says, I can do all things. And then there's a period, right? I can do all things. No, there's not a period there. It keeps going. It says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things, but not in my own ability and not in my own strength. I can do all things through Him and through His strength and through His power. Praise God. Well, you don't understand, Brother Reed, the difficulty that I'm going through. You don't understand my situation. You don't know how bad it is. Amen. And you're right, I don't. But God does. Amen. And He would not have put this verse in my Bible if He didn't mean for me to read it and to believe it and to have faith in it. Amen. That word all means all. I can do all things. No, I can do everything but this one thing. That's not what my Bible says. I can do almost everything. That's not what my Bible says. And maybe if you've got a different version, maybe that's what your Bible says. Everything in this world is relative right now. But you know what? Jesus is not relative. His word is truth, and it's absolute. And it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, which strengtheneth me. Praise God. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. Turn there with me. Most of you could probably quote this. Galatians chapter 5 talks about the lust of the flesh. And I'm not going to focus on the negative. Amen. Because you know what? The lust of the flesh and the power of this flesh has nothing, no power, no authority when we have the Spirit of God. But I want to focus our attention on verse 22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such, there is no law. You know, you can have as much joy as you want to have. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. And if you don't want a lot, that's fine too. But I want a little bit more joy. Praise God. Amen. You can have as much love as you can take. Praise God. What about long-suffering? I don't know if I want to have that. Praise God. But that's a fruit of the Spirit. Gentleness is a fruit of the Spirit. Meekness is a fruit of the Spirit. Temperance, which is self-control, is a fruit of the Spirit. These are things that represent our newness. Amen. These are things that our old man cannot produce. Amen. Before we come to God, we may think that we have love, but we don't even know half of what love is. We don't even understand what love is until we come to God. Amen. That a man would go and lay down his life for a sinner some 2,000 years later. Amen. Who knew that they would need him. Praise God. We don't know the half of love. We may feel peace at times before we come to God, but once we meet the Prince of Peace, we will never be the same. Amen. Yeah, I'm not gonna try to sugarcoat it. I'm not gonna try to tell you that in living for God that everything is gonna be perfect and that you're never gonna go through a difficulty. Amen. Because I would be lying to you. But I can tell you that when you're living for God, you know the Prince of Peace, and He's able to help you, and He's able to lift you up, and He's able to strengthen you. I can't imagine going through some of the difficulties and the things that I've gone through in my life. I can't imagine going through them without God. I can't imagine figuring it out without God. Praise God. These fruit of the Spirit are just that. They are of the Spirit. They are not of our flesh. We cannot produce these by ourselves. We can't make ourselves have joy. Amen. We can try. We can hype ourselves up. I'm going to be happy today. I'm going to be excited today. I'm going to have a good mood today. And then you go to work and you run into the guy that you can't stand or the lady that you can't stand, and everybody's pushing your button and everybody's getting on your nerves. Amen. You can't make yourself have all these fruit. You can't make yourself produce these fruit. They come naturally from the Spirit of God. Amen. That's why so many in our world are searching for something to fill that God-shaped void in their lives. But I'll tell you from experience, nothing in this world can fill it up. Nothing that this world has to offer can fill it up. It only makes the void larger and our need for God more intense. Praise God. I know when I came to God, I had to hit rock bottom. Amen. And many of you can probably say amen to that this morning. Sometimes God has to bring us to a place where we realize our immense need for Him. Amen. So it brings us this morning to Acts chapter 19 and verse number 2. Praise God. Acts 19 and verse 2. Turn there with me this morning. Says, and he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they replied, they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. What's this Holy Ghost that you're talking about? And he followed up, he said unto them, what were you baptized? What were you baptized unto? And they said unto John's baptism. John baptized us. You know, the guy that was the forerunner for Jesus. And then Paul said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. So John would not baptize somebody unless they had repented of their sins. And that's a great start. That's a great place to start. Amen. But there was more that needed to be done. That was a precursor. John did not have the complete understanding that we have today. Amen. And it says that when they heard this, when he told them that John baptized with a baptism of repentance, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. So if you would, we could put in there that they were rebaptized. We know that they were baptized unto John. unto a baptism of repentance, but the Bible says they were rebaptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Praise God. Even though they had repented, they were rebaptized because they had not been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's how it was for me. I was rebaptized because, you know what? I was baptized when I was a child. I was baptized when I was young. And I couldn't, I don't believe that I was. And if you don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you were baptized in Jesus' name, I encourage you, you need to be rebaptized. You need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen. And if you were, praise God, it'll just be a second time. We'll just make sure. But it's worth it. Amen. To be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It says, when they were rebaptized, they laid hands on them. The men of God laid hands upon them. And the Bible says that they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Praise God. Just like on the day of Pentecost, they received the Holy Ghost the same way that they did on the day of Pentecost. And they followed the commandment that was given by Peter in Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 38. It says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praise God. It's a promise today. Amen. It's not a hope-so, maybe-so type of thing. It's not a take-it-or-leave-it type of thing. Amen. But it's something that is for each and every one of us here today. Praise God. It's a promise that comes from God. And if it comes from God, you know it's going to be true. Just like the verse in Revelation, these words that we just read are true and they are faithful. Praise God. And I've witnessed it. I've witnessed people come to God. I've witnessed people filled with the Holy Ghost that didn't even know what the Holy Ghost was. Amen. The promise is to you. Amen. And this wasn't just for the people that Peter was talking to on the day of Pentecost. The promise is for you. Everybody here, 2020, New Life Tabernacle. Amen. The promise is for you. Amen. If you have not received the gift of the Holy Ghost, you can receive it this morning. Praise God. Do we believe that? God's still pouring out the Holy Ghost. God's still filling people with the Holy Ghost. God's still moving people and changing their lives and making them into new creatures. God desires to make each and every one of us here brand new. Praise God. And you know what? When He does, it's going to start with new tongues. Mark chapter 16 and verse 17. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. We all like that, don't we? Man, that's awesome. I have authority over devils. I can cast them out. That's awesome. Praise God. And it is. But it goes on to say, they shall speak with new tongues. The only way that we're able to cast out new devils is when we speak with new tongues. When God fills us with His Spirit, and not just once, but again and again and again. When God renews us in His Spirit, and we have the Spirit of God, it's God's Spirit in us that gives us the authority to cast out those devils. Amen. Praise God. This is something that we continually strive for. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 16. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 16. It says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Amen. Praise God. This old flesh is going to get older. This old flesh is going to get weaker. This old flesh is going to not be able to do what it did when it was younger. Amen. Amen. But we don't have to worry about what the direction that this flesh is going. What direction is our inward man going? Amen. Are we getting older and older in our inward man? Praise God, I hope not. We need to be getting younger and younger, newer and newer. if that's a word. Praise God. Even though this old flesh may wax old and we become older on the outside, we're going to be doing backflips on the inside. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Some that are older may not be able to run the aisles like they used to. Amen. But they're running laps around the younger ones at times. Praise God. Because we are renewed day by day in the Spirit of God. Amen. Sister Reed, would you come this morning? Praise God. I want to ask you this morning that same question in Acts chapter 19 and verse 2. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Praise God. If you have, amen. Praise God. You need it again. And I need it again. But if you have not, if there's somebody here this morning that desires to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, I want to invite you to come this morning. Amen. God is here this morning, and He desires to fill each and every person here with His Spirit. He desires to make us a new creature in Christ. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. God's not done working on us today, church. God has more for us. God has a deeper walk with Him for us. God has more of His Spirit for us. Amen. We haven't arrived yet. We still need to be changed. Praise God. Why don't we stand together? Why don't you get a friend? Why don't we come, every one of us, let's come and stand at the altar. Amen. And let's pray. And let's seek the face of God. Let's pray that God would make us new. No matter how long you've been living for God, no matter how short a time you've been coming, amen. Why don't you just pray that prayer? God, make me new, Lord. Change me, God. Shape me into what you want me to be, God. I don't want to stay the same anymore. God, do a work in our lives today, Jesus. God, do a work in every life here today, God. We love you today, Jesus. We desire your Spirit. We desire an outpouring of the Holy Ghost today, God.